You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, happy to be here. Love being behind the microphone. We had a great, week. Maybe not so great in terms of medical news. Kind of a lot of spooky stuff. Maybe it's because Halloween is coming out. You think that's why a lot of spooky stuff saying, you know, women that take vitamins are at increased risk of early death. What are we supposed to do with that? What, really? Really? We're not supposed to take vitamins now? Then, you know, they're going back and forth with this whole PSA test and men shouldn't be tested for prostate cancer. Really? Okay, so now we're not going to check men for prostate cancer. Why? Because it costs so much money. Then I guess online dating fraud is huge. About 200,000 Brits in Great Britain have been hit by online dating fraud, losing money, losing their self-esteem. We need to talk about that. Kind of spooky stuff, probably because Halloween is coming up. See, this is my favorite time of year. I love the whole Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I love it. You know, it puts you in a happy mood. I know I don't really sound that energetic throughout the year. You know, I kind of sound down, you know, slow. But, you know, this is the time of year I am just pepped up. Weather is supposed to get crispy, although, Las Vegas, Nevada, it's like 90 degrees. I don't know why it has to be 90 degrees in mid-October. It's supposed to be cold. I want to freeze. I want to wear my boots. See, I think I look the best in boots. I don't look good in sundresses and sandals and flip-flops. You know, it took me a long time to switch thongs to flip-flops. We always called them thongs growing up. And so, you know, I'd be like, oh, I got to go to the store and go buy some thongs. You know, people are like, really, really, you got to disclose that? So now I got it. You call them flip-flops. You don't call them thongs anymore. Now, I don't wear thongs. I wear Hanes Herway or Joe Boxer, you know, on a good day, if I remember. I suppose if I was younger, I'd do the thong thing, but that's neither here nor there. You all don't need to know about that. That's personal stuff. Really, quit being nosy, okay? It doesn't matter what I wear. I wear flip-flops. So, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are taking your medical calls, your medical questions, your comments, your underwear advice at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I need to get everybody up to speed. For those people that don't listen to my show during the week, I got a bone to pick with you, but we'll let it slide. We'll let it slide. But now I have to recap everything. Okay, so, you know, on the whole spooky subject, you guys heard about the bacteria in the mouth could signify if you have pancreatic cancer. Did you guys hear about the story? Okay, very, very interesting. Now, this is going to be in the journal Gut. Yeah, there's actually a journal called Gut. That's good for the gastroenterologist. For the proctologist, I think there's a journal called Ass, but I can't quote that. I haven't really seen any good articles coming from the depths of the bowel of that journal. But anyway, there's a journal called Gut that suggests that certain types, there's a study in the journal, sorry, that certain types of mouth bacteria, some of which are found in gum disease, may be higher in people that actually have pancreatic cancer before we even diagnose the pancreatic cancer. So what scientists are noticing is people with pancreatic cancer have more bacteria in their mouth in one respect and less bacteria of another type. And if you compare that to a person without pancreatic cancer, that may signify that person has pancreatic cancer early. Now, you know, we're still all shocked, you know, at the death of Steve Jobs, even though we know he suffered for years and, you know, he had a liver transplant and we thought he was doing well. And his pancreatic cancer went on, I believe it was diagnosed in 2003. And then of course he just recently died. And a lot of people ask, well, how do I know if I have this early? Well, this may be a clue to see if you have it early. So if you supposedly have pancreatic cancer, you have more granulocytalgia. Fix your radios, people. Fix your radios. Granulocatella adjacens, okay? That would be the bacteria that would be high. And then the bacteria that may be lower than the average person would be Neisseria elongata and Streptococcus mitis. All right? So everybody kind of look at your mouths. Look in the mirror. Take a peek. Yeah. I think it's a green one over there to the left. Yeah. All right. So what they could do is they could do a swish and spit test and, you know, see what's going on from there. Interesting. I don't know. You know, where this is going to go, this is all in the early stages, but pancreatic cancer is a difficult one to find. We usually don't find pancreatic cancer until it's too late. So if they're able to detect already pancreatic growth or this bacterial growth, we don't think the bacteria causes a pancreatic cancer. We just think that this type of growth seems to be, promoted maybe by certain things, so aspects of pancreatic cancer. So interesting. We'll see what happens with that. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Justin calling from Arkansas. Hey, Justin, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. How are you doing today?
Great. What city are you calling from?
I'm right in Little Rock, actually.
Little Rock, great.
I was calling today to get your take on nutrition supplementation for young infants. I've got, like, twin boys. They're 3.5 months old. And, like, I have them on the Earth's Best organic milk formula. And my wife can't breastfeed. And I was just wondering what else I could do to supplement their diet, you know.
Well, I mean, you brought a good point, Justin. You know, since your wife can't breastfeed, I mean, ideally that would be ideal. But a lot of babies do well on formula. I, a lot of times, will recommend the Polyviflor. It's an infant vitamin drop that also has a little bit of fluoride because if you make their formula out of using bottled water because you don't want to use tap, there may not be fluoride. So the Polyviflor seems to work better. I seem to like that. But usually, you know, these formulas, they're stocked with a lot of good stuff. And, you know, 3.5 months old, I usually the babies do well. So I would probably recommend Polyviflor.
Do you have anything, or recommend anything without the fluoride in it? Because my family, we practice, you know, not using fluoride.
Yeah, then that's okay, Justin. Then I believe there's Polyvisol. There's a brand without the, they're infant vitamin drops without the fluoride. I believe those are Polyvisol, okay? Great question, Justin. Thank you for calling. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. For those of you on the phone lines, please stay on hold. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Woogieing our flu. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You could also email me at drdahlia.com. I think I am now 100% caught up with all the emails, but while you're going to my website, don't forget to check out the cruise. We are still booking cabins for the Alaskan cruise that we are leaving next summer. It's going to be fun, guys. We've got a great group rate. We're going to have parties and lectures, and of course, I'm going to be there behaving myself. I promise I will. No spitting allowed over the ship or over the deck, but I mean, oh my gosh, the wildlife, it's gorgeous. I can't tell you how beautiful Alaska is. So please come with me because we don't really have a lot of friends and they don't want to travel with us. So we need new friends. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James. Hey, James, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Listen, I had years ago, I had trigger finger
okay.
in my thumbs. And so I go to the doctor and take this test. He said, you got diabetes. Blood glucose tolerance test, no diabetes. A little while later, goes away. 6 months ago, I had carpal tunnel surgery on both hands. All of a sudden, here it comes back, but now the trigger is in the little finger.
Okay.
And I've done some research online. Is this diet? Is this the luck of the draw? Is it that I'm 65? What the heck is making this come and go?
You know, it's that's a good question with trigger fingers. You know, for people that are kind of tuning in, trigger fingers is where you get a finger that's kind of stiff in the morning. You got to kind of open it up, or it clicks or pops or it catches or locks. Remember when we were little and we'd make funny faces and our moms would say, if you keep making that face, it's going to stay that way. Well, I have a trigger finger in my middle finger, and my mom said it's because I kept using it. And so I think it's karma for me. But for you, pinky finger, I mean, it's not like you're giving gestures while you're driving. But we don't know. We really don't know why. We don't know if it's the tendon. I don't think it would be diet. I don't think your diabetes per se would be doing that. But what I do know is when somebody has one trigger finger, it's not that uncommon to start seeing it with the others. Because remember, you got 10 fingers, so whatever's afflicting one of your fingers, wouldn't be surprised if it afflicts another. But my recommendation is have a good hand surgeon take a look at you. I mean, maybe they need to do a little steroid injection. Maybe they need to do a trigger finger release, you know, to kind of release that locked finger, you know, loosen up that tendon. You know, surgical release of the tendon, it doesn't seem to be as bad as it sounds. But unfortunately, these trigger fingers can be pretty debilitating because, you know, you need to be able to use them. You need to be able to hold, you know, me. I need to be able to drive and express myself. So I wouldn't blame diet. But then, James, on the other end, if you are pre-diabetic, You have to get that nipped in the butt. You can't be walking around with high blood sugars.
Well, I don't have high blood sugar, and I don't have high blood pressure.
Why did they diagnose you with diabetes then?
They didn't. Last time it happened, about 15 years ago, the guy says, well, you're diabetic. And I said, no, I'm not. And he sent me in for a glucose tolerance test, and it came back negative. I'm not diabetic.
Okay.
No one in my family is diabetic.
Okay. Good. No, as long as you're getting that checked, then good. No, I don't think the trigger fingers are that. I think what happens is you get this, it's a sheath basically that's around the tendon that starts to kind of tighten up, and you end up, it's more of an inflammatory arthritic type thing. No, I would not say, you know, your diet. Of course, people with diabetes get neuropathy, lack of blood flow, but no, if you're not diabetic, I wouldn't say the two are related at all. All right, but my recommendation, James, get a hand doctor to take a look. The hand is too important to let it start becoming disabled. And don't be surprised. Trigger fingers can come back. They can. You know, it's not like a one-time fix. And the carpal tunnel surgery wouldn't have addressed the trigger finger. So they could be completely two coincidental things. Okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem, James. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. You know, it's interesting. I can't tell you how many emails I got in the last 24 hours. Dr. Dahlia, did you hear about Obamacare and a program getting cut? Did you? Yes, of course I heard about it. Oh, trust me, I heard about that. All right, you know, just to catch you guys up in the news, there's a long-term plan that was a part of the Affordable Health Care Act. We talked about this on the show yesterday, but I know some of you don't listen to my everyday show. And again, we are going to probably discuss that. Trust me, you're going to get a butt chewing for that one. But if I have to repeat myself, I will repeat myself. So a very, very crucial part of the Obama health care plan wanted to deal with disability. And they came up with a long-term plan. Nice, in theory, very nice, in theory, where premiums wouldn't be more than $100. And you pay into this long-term plan. And when you become disabled, God forbid, you would be able to collect premiums, or you would collect benefits no less than, I believe, $50 a day. Okay? So it sounded nice, or was it $50? I don't have it. But anyway, I don't have the numbers. But anyway, there were caps. Okay? So it wouldn't be too costly, and it would be affordable for all. Well, what they realized, of course, a year and a half later, after the bill, of course, has been passed and designed, they realized a year and a half later, oh, duh, only sick people are probably going to sign up and then want to cash in on their benefits quickly, and we won't have enough money in the system, and we would have to then need a taxpayer bailout. So I guess this may not work, and I believe it's going to be addressed in Congress, and I could just bet what Congress is going to do with this. And, you know, what this highlights, and I'm not gloating at all. I mean, it really sickens me to think that we aren't having any repair of our torn healthcare system. I'm not gloating by this. I mean, I don't want the Affordable Health Care Act to fail just so I could say I'm right. All right. What I want is them to realize the mistakes early. I don't know why it took a year and a half for them to realize that this integral plan and the healthcare system wouldn't work, that there wouldn't be funding. Because remember, it relies on people needing to pay. Healthy people needed to pay premiums. And they realize healthy people probably aren't going to buy into a disability policy just as of yet. Really? Really? It's a recession. Of course not. So if they don't have enough healthy people putting money into the system's not going to work. Now, that's exactly what the problem is with the whole Affordable Health Care Act. They are relying on healthy people putting money into the system. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. That's why they extended the benefits for young people up until 26 years old to be on the plan. They want healthy people putting money into the system. Now, what just baffles me, and we talked about this yesterday, is I would love to see a survey of people that were for the Affordable Health Care Act, liberals, Democrats, conservatives, Republicans, you know, survey anybody who was for Obamacare being passed and Obamacare being implemented. I would like to see a raise of hands of who is willing to put money into the system if they don't need it to help everybody else. I mean, we all want to help, you know, we all say, yeah, the rich need to help the poor and we all have to help each other. And, you know, that's fine. And some of us hate to admit we may have some socialistic thoughts. I mean, we like the idea that if we're sick, we could have our insurance paid for. I mean, look at this guy in Boston who just got a double hand transplant. You heard about that? A gentleman had a sepsis, had a blood infection, lost his feet and hands, ended up getting a bilateral hand transplant in Boston this week. 40 doctors and nurses, 12-hour procedure, multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars spent. He's pretty happy, and good for him. Got a double hand transplant. But how many of us are going to be willing to put money into a system when we don't need the benefits yet? I mean, you know, people can say, oh, yeah, I want health care for all. Well, okay, good. Well, how much money are you going to spend? Oh, well, no. I'm not in that position to spend. The rich need to spend. I need to be a beneficiary. I need to be a recipient. Okay, well, if everybody thinks they're going to be a recipient and a beneficiary, who's putting money into the system? And they already noticed, I don't know why it took them a year and a half, that they aren't going to have enough people putting, healthy people putting money into this long-term plan, long-term health insurance plan. Okay, well, what else is the general public not going to want to put money for? You know, I mean, you could argue till the day is long that we need health care for everybody. And I love that idea. I want everybody to have health care. But if a third of our country isn't paying taxes, and more people are not willing to voluntarily put money into these cockamamie plans that the government wants to come up with, they're going to fail. And what I talked about yesterday, what scares the hell out of me, is if these companies are going to fail and these health insurance companies are going to have their financial backs broken because they have to cover pre-existing conditions and double hand transplants and bulimia and anorexia coverage and transgender, et cetera, to the point where they can't get people to pay their premiums and they go under. I want to know what health insurance plan is going to be around 10, 20 years from now. I talked about this yesterday, you know, as a doctor, as a business owner, I've had problems with healthcare and our healthcare system. But now, you know, selfishly, I want to know what health insurance is going to be around later for me. I really want to know. Because if, God forbid, I get colon cancer that I'm genetically predisposed for, or ovarian cancer or breast cancer, should I do something prophylactically now? Should I get a mastectomy? I want to know, because if my health insurance plan isn't going to exist later, there's going to be some cockamamie socialized plan, let me do what I need to now. Okay, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, your phone calls 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 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 and your email is at drdahlia.com. All right, so a study came out this week that just floored us, completely confused us, where they said vitamins may increase death risk in older women. Okay, now they're talking about multivitamins. Just the plain old multivitamins that we take puts us at higher risk for cancer and heart disease. Right, and I'm looking at this going, what? Anyway, so you take a look at it, and basically what happened is, remember the Women's Health Study, right, where they looked at about 38,000 women? Well, the average age of these women were about 61 and a half years. The women had filled out questionnaires about their supplement use in 86, 97, and 2004. And they found, right, that I'd say seven of the 15 supplements they studied, and I'm reading this as we go, sorry about that, were linked to increased mortality risk. I don't know why. They think the seven include copper, zinc, magnesium, folic acid, vitamin B6, total multivitamins, and they said especially iron. They say the association with death risk and iron were the highest. Okay, now that doesn't make sense because you think if the person was taking iron, maybe they were anemic. Maybe they were anemic because they were bleeding internally or, you know, because they had a cancer. So I don't really buy this. Okay, vitamins linked to increased risk of death, and they don't know. So obviously more studies have to be researched. I can't tell you how many emails I received from this going, what do? I stop taking multivitamins? Now, you all know how I feel about multivitamins. I mean, ideally, if you have a choice between eating the fish, eating the vegetables, that or popping the fish oil and the vitamins, yeah, try to eat as naturally as you can. Absolutely. I mean, you know, try to go for as natural as you can. You know, I've seen some of these vitamins. Some of them are a beautiful fluorescent cobalt blue. You know, I mean, some of them stink. You know, but the reason why we take them is a lot of us don't eat our fruits and vegetables. We're supposed to have 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. Okay? I mean, that's a lot. And if we don't, and if it's the lettuce on our Big Mac and that's our, you know, big vitamin or vegetable intake for the day, yes, you're probably going to have to supplement. So I want everyone to take this study with a grain of salt. Okay? Don't take salt. No salt. Salt's not good. But you know what I mean. And, we'll see what it says. But the only reason why I'm even giving this any time on the show, I mean, if I think a study is poppycock, I'm not going to waste your time on the show. But the only thing that concerns me is there have been multiple studies saying calcium supplements may be linked to heart disease. It may increase calcium deposits on the coronary arteries. And if that's the case, we know milk and yogurt don't do that. What are in these supplements? What's in the chemical compound? Is it the food coloring? Is it the substrate? Is it whatever they're using to have all the particles stick together and, you know, be in a nice oval shape? You know, what's It may not be the vitamin, but it may be the substrate. So they need to study this more because I'm kind of getting tired of hearing these little studies here and there. Also, a study this week, it said vitamin E. Men taking high vitamin E may be associated with prostate cancer. You're like, what? Why vitamin E? Right? Now, it was a very, very small study showing a very, very small increase. And what they did is they looked at men who took vitamin E only, took selenium, and took vitamin E and selenium. The men taking vitamin E and selenium were fine. But the men taking only vitamin E had an increased risk of prostate cancer. Well, we've been telling men to take vitamin E for years for their heart. So what the heck are we supposed to do? So, you know, I'm kind of perplexed that there's all these studies coming out with vitamins, and vitamins maybe being bad for you. I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this. So personally, my multivitamin is my Flintstones. I like my Flintstones vitamin. And if they're out of Flintstones or the gummy bites are cheaper, I buy the gummy bites. I'm not giving those up. They taste good. It's like a little piece of candy in the morning. But, you know, when I decide to give that up, I'll let you know. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also confusing the heck out of us has been the PSA recommendations. You know, the task force, U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, has said there's not enough evidence to screen for prostate cancer. So right now, it's not recommended. It's been downgraded from a C to a D. Prissy, I think the D stands for D. What are they thinking? All right, really? Really? They're trying to save money. Now, remember, these are the same geniuses that told us don't start screening for breast cancer until you're age 50. Okay, same geniuses, right? They need to save money. Remember, what's happening is they're gearing for that public option again. I know you all are going to say I'm right-wing nut. No. Listen, these private insurance companies aren't going to be able to handle all the new rules. They won't financially. And people can't afford the premiums that they're skyrocketing to. So a government insurance plan is going to have to come in to save the day. And this government insurance plan is going to have mammograms put off. It's going to have PSA tests put off. Now, do I think men should be screened for prostate cancer? Absolutely. Run the PSA. Absolutely. If I had a prostate, I'd want it examined left and right. Left lobe one day, right lobe the next. Honestly. And I can't tell you how many prostate cancers we found with the PSA. But Dr. Dahlia, prostate cancer is slow. So you put them through unnecessary biopsies. Did I? I mean, when you find a prostate cancer in a 50-year-old man and they say prostate cancer is going to go so slow that they'll die of other causes, all right, are they assuming that the man's only going to live till he's in his 60s? Okay, I think life expectancy has expanded. I can't tell you how many 70, 80-year-old men I have in my practice. So I'm sorry, a 50-year-old man isn't old. All right? I'm not going to wash my hands of a 60-year-old either. And if I detect the PSA go up and we detect prostate cancer, everybody's been pretty grateful from what I could tell. So I think this panel and their PSA test is not recommended, can just blow it out their prostate. I completely disagree with that. Okay, so what else do we have? Guys, Dr. Dahlia, do you have any good news to tell us? Probably not today. Yeah, you know, maybe I got some good news. Okay, really all getting depressed. Okay, I got some good news, right? For those people that like ginger, they have found that ginger supplements may actually decrease your risk of colon cancer. Now, they've known for years that ginger decreases colon inflammation. Some of us that have irritable bowel, have a lot of gas, you know, ginger seems to help, seems to calm things down. And I don't know if it just has to be the ginger root. I don't know if it could be your gingerbread man and your gingerbread houses, right? We're all getting ready for gingerbread houses. Oh, I love it. I love gingerbread houses. You know, mine has a jacuzzi and a good-looking pool boy. My husband doesn't like that. He's like, really? Do we need the pool boy? And I go, yeah, it's a gingerbread house. This is my little fantasy house. No pool boy. Dressed as Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. That's my gingerbread house. But anyway, he's going to kick me out of our house if I keep that up. But they found that, you know, people with increased colonic inflammation seem to be the ones that are at risk for colon cancer. So they've extrapolated a very, very small study. Very small study found that people eating more ginger may have less colon cancer risk. Now, I can't say to go and put ginger root on everything, but it sounds good. Sounds kind of nice. Okay. Another study that came out. This is good news, right? Hope everybody's happy. Hope everybody has happy, happy smile on their face. Men with high testosterone may have lower heart disease later in life. Now, we're not talking about the men that artificially, you know, inject testosterone in themselves. These are men with some natural high testosterone. Now, these guys seem to do better. This was a Swedish men's study. Oh, I love the Swedes. 24,000 Swedish men. This study in the Journal of American College of Cardiology. And they found that men that have naturally high testosterone levels seem to have less risk of heart disease. Now, what they want to do is extrapolate this and go, well, if a man is low in testosterone, do we need to supplement them? And will that protect the heart? Now, this brings us back to the 1990s when we did that with women. We were like, if premenopausal women have less heart disease and they have heart disease after their menopausal, let's give women estrogen and keep their estrogen levels high. Well, it turned out to backfire because postmenopausal estrogen seemed to be linked to heart disease. So we can't get too excited yet. We can't get too excited saying, let's just give every man testosterone. However, what I have noticed is in my diabetics, men's testosterone seems to drop. And we know diabetics seem to be behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease. So my recommendation is get your testosterone checked. Either way, if it's low, talk to your doctor about supplementation. Of course, make sure you get your PSA checked. I don't care what the task force says. All right, when we come back, more medical news on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, Liquid Zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-hour 4-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, thank you all for staying with us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. I've been receiving some emails, and yes, there have been some changes. We are still live on the weekends. We are still live. But when you call in, I know you guys are missing the wonderful voice of Jim Dallas. Jim Dallas was my everything. He and I had worked together for years, and at the KDON Studios. And Genesis Communications Network has recently picked up the show, and I am so grateful and excited to be a part of the GCN family. Today we got Donovan in the house, and Donovan really knows how to rock it. He is the man, and so it's kind of bittersweet because I miss Jim, but it's really, really nice also to work with Donovan. But some of you are probably noticing that when you call, things sound a little different. That is the new Genesis Communications Network. They're the ones that are now answering the phones, and we'll get you plugged in to our show. I am hearing reports that when you do call, sometimes it says no routes found. Ignore that. I'm not sure what's going on. That may be a part of the Vonage system. Just hang in there, and you will have Donovan answer your call and forward you through. But thank you all for being patient with the little changeover. We still want to take your calls live because we love that. And if I'm not live or the show is over, you could still call 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, because then we have the phone on, obviously, an answering system such that I could play your, questions later on air. And no, we are not going to make fun of you. We are not going to make fun of the question. You know, one thing I've noticed is usually every other show, we get somebody calling in with a groin rash. And I think this is the longest we have gone with no groin rashes, really. Yeah, I'm proud of you guys. What are y'all doing with your groins? I mean, I'm really proud of you guys. Yeah, you know what it was? It had to have been the summer. Summer's big with that. People ask me, oh, Dr. Dolly, what's the most common medical issue? You know, and I want to say, you know, back pain, you know, or, you know, colds, but it always just kind of seems to go with the groin. And medical news, just this is going to be the last of the groin because we really got to get away from the subject here. The FDA has approved Cialis, which we use for erectile dysfunction, to treat benign prostatic hyperplasia on large prostates. I'm sure some of you men have read this week. Pretty exciting news because a lot of you are taking Cialis. Cialis is very similar to Viagra and Levitra. It helps increase blood flow to the penis such that you can start an erection or maintain an erection. Well, actually, studies have found that men taking the 5 milligram a day daily Cialis dose actually have decreased prostate size with benign prostatic hyperplasia. So if it is used in conjunction with the alpha adrenergic blockers and the L5 alpha reductase inhibitors that some of you have already taken, they have found that it seems to work nicely. Apparently, how does it act? I remember looking at this. This was kind of cool stuff. Like the nicotine. You know what? I don't think we all care. You know, it either goes up or it goes down. I don't really want to have to reread this now. The words are too heavy and the font is too small. But anyway, there's a link between using Cialis and decreasing benign prostatic hyperplasia. Again, I don't know if insurance companies will pay for it. Pretty, pretty costly. But good news nonetheless. All right. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, while we're on the subject of sex, did you hear about this woman who had mind-blowing sex? We are talking about, I mean, literally, it blew her mind away, such that she had amnesia. 54-year-old woman showed up at Georgetown University Hospital with her husband, unable to remember the past 24 hours. Apparently, they had sex, and it was so mind-blowing that she actually couldn't remember what had happened or had trouble maintaining future memories. They call this transient global amnesia, even though it looks like it can mimic a stroke. And you do need to get a CAT scan or MRI and be evaluated for a stroke. They think maybe it's some jugular vein insufficiency, or maybe the valves in the jugular vein may be a little incompetent, such that she lacks blood flow, maybe has an episode of amnesia. You could get anterior grade amnesia, where you have trouble forming new memories. Retrograde amnesia is a more common one, where you seem to forget the past. But I mean, apparently she remembered that it was mind blowing. So I good for her. I mean, wow. You know, you almost wonder, they don't show a picture of her husband. I am dying to see this. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bill on the line. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Say, I just recently started taking Flomax, and I don't know if it's because I started taking a couple other medicines too, but I'd taken them before. But now I'm having trouble getting an erection. So I'm just wondering, is there any correlation between the two? I just wonder, since they both deal with or may have something to do with the prostate. I don't know.
Right. Well, Flomax is supposed to kind of relax the muscles such that you're able to kind of increase flow to the prostate. And so it's supposed to help the prostate and bladder neck relax a little bit, making it easier to urinate. It's not supposed to mess with the blood flow. However, sometimes people will say, you know, look, Dahlia, I mean, were you fine before you started the medication or have you always had issues?
It was getting more and more difficult, but to establish an erection, but now I can't even do that.
Okay, because it's interesting. One of the side effects of Flomax may actually be the opposite, where you could get stuck with an erection for 4 hours or more, or you could have some ejaculatory issues. So my thinking is it could be something else. It could be one of your other medications. Of course, you know, make sure they check your testosterone, make sure they check your PSA. But, you know, sometimes certain people don't jive with certain medications, and maybe this Flomax just isn't up your alley, and they need to try something else. So even though, like I said, usually we may see the opposite with Flomax per se, I think they need to dig a little deeper and see if there's something else going on. Would you benefit from the Cialis Flomax combo? Maybe. But again, I wouldn't recommend that if you're taking any heart medications.
I'm not taking any heart medication, but I am taking blood pressure stuff.
Okay. And, but, you know, blood pressure medications usually are the main culprit. And you know, they actually say they don't want you taking it with like Cardura, mini pre, you know, so there's some medicines you shouldn't really be mixing with Flomax too. So I'm wondering, I have your urologist take a look, see what's going on. But if, you know, you had more issues since you started taking the Flomax, they may just have to switch brands.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Great call. Thank you for calling. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, quickly, the story hit this week where 200,000 Brits or people from Great Britain have been hit by online dating fraud. And it's horrible how these people do it. They start establishing a relationship with you, and you know, it may not be as obvious as these emails that we get, you know, saying, oh, I need to open up a bank account, I need your information. You know, a lot of us are more savvy. Hopefully you aren't giving anybody your bank account information. But what's happening is people are meeting people online. They're getting kind of lovey-dovey. And then within weeks or months, they start needing money. Maybe the wife died and they need to take care of the kid, or they start to work on your sensitive side, and people start giving money and then they leave you. And one, you've lost money, and the two, you've lost a lot of your self-esteem. Now, I'm not opposed to online dating sites. In fact, I think many of them are very, very good. We even looked some up. You know, there's one for inmates. If you want to find an inmate, there's Find an Inmate. .com. Yeah, that's right. If that's up your alley, there's also one, it was like an asexual website for people that don't like sex. You can meet people and just have a platonic relationship. We've talked about these different dating websites that are out there. Trekkies, World of Warcraft people. There's online dating websites for a lot of people. So you could have something in common. And honestly, a lot of us, we don't like to go to the bar and be picked up on or pick up on people. So online dating websites are great, and I'm a huge fan, but you got to be careful. Okay, anybody asking for money or asking for personal stuff just say no. They shouldn't be. Nobody should be asking you for money. These people should have friends and family to go to, not you. All right, guys, great show. Keep the calls coming at 1-877-DOCDALI. And don't forget to visit the website and sign up for our Alaska cruise. We are going to Alaska next year, and it's going to be a blast. You all take care. Bye.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestflatsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestflatsupport.com. That's bestflatsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.